right. Good afternoon once again. Welcome to our big half-hour variety-type program with news, weather, and sports information. About everything else. Wait a minute. Not our regular announcer there. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, Ray.
Hello, Bob.
Afternoon, Ken. Bill Green, boy piano player.
Hello, Arthur. And how are you, old-timer?
Hi.
Arthur, you know what they do in school after you've been away for the summer season. The first week in September that you're in school, at any rate, it's devoted to standing up and for 3 minutes telling the rest of the class what you did.
What you did on your vacation.
So we want you to take 3 minutes of our precious radio time, Art, and tell everyone what you did on your vacation.
Here's little Arthur Hall, age 7, with what he did on his vacation.
The next voice you hear, friends, will be that.
Not this one, but the next one.
Right. Well, I tell you, fellas, I went fishing, and I had a lot to eat, and that's about all I did.
Well, sir, that's...
Well,
good.
Thanks a lot, Art. And pick up your cup of poison. You'll find it outside in the hall. I have it in the ice cooler for you. Good for you, and enough of that.
And happier vacations to you in the future.
Sounded like you had a lot of fun, Art. Well, what are you laughing at, Wilson? Put your feet down and sit here like a gentleman. Wilson?
Wilson has his feet up on the bench, which sits itself
quick,
in front of the
audience. Quick, put the camera on him. Let's embarrass him.
Swing that over there. Is there enough light on him?
Is there enough light on him? We're seeing him enough now.
Too much.
Too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, here it is, a Monday, which day we should forget all about completely, I think.
Hmm?
I think we should forget Mondays completely. Cross them off
set
the calendar.
Up this macrophony here.
That's good.
Which one is the dog, then?
The one on the left,
well,
from where I'm sitting.
Let's get to Linda's house, because things have happened there.
Have they?
Sure.
Over the weekend? Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, written for radio by A. Carrington Love. The story which proves a young, sophisticated New York debutante cannot find romance and happiness in a deserted mining town out west.
Oh, brother. Holy cat.
We look in on Linda and David today as the two lovable old philosophers sit before a crackling fire in their candy store. I forgot to tell you, we're combining two soap operas today.
No, that's the story of Ben Dover.
The candy.
Yeah, we cannot tie him in with Linda Lovely.
All right, well, they're just sitting in front of an open hearth.
And they're not doing any philosophizing at all.
Okay,
but
they're
sitting and they're going over the family budget.
Mm-hmm. In a quiet way.
Well, how can you go over a family budget in a quiet way?
Touche.
Let's look in on Linda. She's crying, and I might add, so is David.
Linda, this budget of ours.
Huh?
I say this budget of ours.
Oh, yes, David. If you'd only go to work.
We are running into difficulty here, I believe.
Only for my dowry, David. We wouldn't be eating for the last 3 years.
It's a good thing for you. You have your dowry.
For you, David. Papa gave it to you.
You folks figure out whether you're going to be able to support me for another year or not.
I don't think we will, Uncle Eugene.
No, Uncle Eugene.
You have to leave.
Well, I'd better pack my thing then and leave, I suppose. I'm rather destitute, as you know.
Oh, Uncle Eugene, come down here and talk to me.
All right, I'll pitter-patter my little feet downstairs. Do you hear me come down?
I can't hear you, Bob.
I didn't
right
hear you,
next to you,
Uncle Eugene, either. That's because I jumped.
Oh, yes. Uncle Eugene, tell me, did you hear from Webler?
I haven't heard from Webler for over 18 years now. Was I supposed to?
Yes. This morning's mail said that you were talking with Webler.
Oh.
And that little Skippy is coming home soon.
By George, you're right. I did have a letter from Webler this morning.
Read it to us.
Says, Dear Uncle Eugene, I am coming home to River's Mouth very shortly or soon, whichever is the closer. And I would like to meet you at River's Mouth's Romany Tea Room, signed Webler.
Well,
who do you suppose that's from, Aunt Linda?
It's from Webler.
Of course it is, Uncle Eugene. It says so right there at the bottom.
Your hand, David, it's in the cocoa.
Oh,
I was so upset at this letter to Uncle Eugene, I didn't
Here, here's a Kleenex, darling.
Thank you.
Kiss me, David.
Say, what about Uncle Webler? Is he coming back or not?
I don't know, Uncle Eugene.
Well, there's a letter there in front of you. Go ahead and read it.
Okay.
See what he says.
Dear Linda, please meet me at the Romney Tea Room with Uncle Eugene. I have news for you. Signed, David.
I never wrote that letter.
Somebody forged your name, David. It's your handwriting.
They
Look.
Did a good job.
You read it, David.
Dear David, I'm meeting you at Riversmouth's Romney Tea Room come Friday. Saturday.
I
can make neither head nor tail of this letter.
Well, I don't know. Gee, this is too confusing for me, a private eye by trade. I'd have to toss in the towel on this case, Bob.
Well, and
it's
why
It's much
we,
too confusing
why
for
don't
me.
Why don't we just sit back and have a Chesterfield and relax, huh?
All right, it sounds like my good sense to me.
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfies women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield ABC.
They satisfy.
They sure do. When you want to smoke, always insist on Chesterfield.
Friday,
Bob smokes them and he likes them.
Friday is a big night down at Magnolia again this
What's
week.
Down there this week, Bob?
Sammy Eisen.
Sammy Eisen and his orchestra?
And his world-renowned band. He called up this morning and said, please put that in.
Sammy Eisen and his recording orchestra.
Mm-hmm. They made a record, see, it was about 9 or 10 years ago over in New York, I think.
They did? And what was it, Bob?
Old The Bells Are Ringing.
And it went like crazy, I understand. I remember playing it on the PX out at Guam.
Yes, they distributed those pretty thoroughly. And Sam, as a result, of course, got a lifetime contract with Ruby Newman.
And, of course, we all know that Sammy's gone on to become one of the greatest orchestra leaders in the world.
As well as one of the most popular.
And there's a bit of talk that he may move in on the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra this fall.
He's expecting to make a movie very shortly.
He and Fabian Savitsky. The two of them will divvy up honors out there at Indianapolis this fall. That's what I hear.
That's something we're really looking forward to.
It's from the grapevine.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Here, boy, have a few grapes.
Thank you.
I was mashing them this morning making wine.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a little?
Your feet are purple, I noticed.
Yes.
I don't think I'll have any, no.
Okay. Wonder what ever happened to old Kay Arakalian, speaking of wine.
Gee, remember how long they were with us?
Gee whiz, she was a swell sponsor, too, and she made such nice wine.
Never complain about anything.
Kay Arakalian, her purple feet and orchestra. Well, enough of music. Ken Wilson and Bill Green. Together, they play Pretty Baby.
Or pleasure, it's cheaper by train. Your New Haven Railroad can prove it. Let's say you're going from Boston to New York. Fine. If you go by plane, your one-way fare plus tax is $12.82. Limousine service to and from the airports is another $2. Your total cost by plane is $14.82. By train, Your coach fare, including tax, is only $7.92. No extra transportation charges to pay. In other words, when you travel by your New Haven Railroad, you save $6.90 on a one-way trip, or save $12.50 on round trips between Boston and New York. Never worry about canceled schedules by train either. In any weather, your New Haven carries you always safely, smoothly, from in-town Boston to midtown New York. Go New Haven and save.
This afternoon we have another visit from our good friend, the Question Man, who answers just about everything in the way of unusual and interesting questions. I have a stack of mail. Do you have a theme for him? You want to play the theme? While he gets set at his private microphone. Mr. Question Man, a lot of mail has come in since your last appearance, and I wonder if you'd be good enough to answer a few of these questions.
Yes, of course.
Let's get right into the mail here. That's not a question there. See, our first one here has to do with science, Mr. Question Man.
Yes.
They would like to know, if they fly in an airplane up, up, up and away, where will they land?
Part one, yes. Part two, yes. Part three, no. They would fly to the roof of the world, which is painted blue.
And what is on the... This is the second part of the question. What is on the other side of the roof of the world?
We do not know, nor do we want to find out.
All right, this question comes all the way from Minneapolis.
No. I mean, yes.
And they would like to know, if they drive a golf ball straight into the air, will it come down?
Yes. Unless there's a little boy up there, he'll grab it and sell it back to him.
The second part of the question is...
No.
I believe that's all the questions we have.
Don't we have any more questions, Bob? I could go on forever like this. I love it.
You gave us some good answers.
I love sitting here answering those questions because they really tax my brain.
They do, huh?
See, I have a card file mind up here, Bob.
Right up there?
Yes.
Up there in the head, huh?
I sure have. Let me read this commercial, will you?
Yep.
What are you going to do this evening, friends? Now, isn't it a wonderful night to go out for dinner? It will be, certainly, and I know just the spot, too.
Depends on when you get paid.
Well, that, of course, enters into it, but if you're heavily laden with loot and you're going out tonight, then we have a suggestion. Put down the top or open the windows in the car and head for the casino at Magnolia. It's the kind of drive that sets you up for a glorious evening along the North Shore, Route 127 from Salem, out to Magnolia with a view of Gloucester Harbor when you arrive. And if the wind is blowing right...
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, you're living. Stroll in, have a cocktail at the bar, order dinner if you wish. You can have a delicious meal for $1.85. Dance where the cool ocean breezes join you. Remember, there's just no music like Sammy Eisen's music at the casino
look out,
at Magnolia.
Look out.
One more thing.
Good, fellas, good.
Between dances, be sure to buy more tickets. And be sure to stroll the grounds. Watch the ocean. Bathe and check.
Bring your own ballet slippers or rent them there.
There's never a cover, and all the prices are reasonable. And remember, the casino at Magnolia is open for luncheon, too, as well as dining and dancing every night. Sunday dinner all day, too. And, well, I suppose they're serving a little bit of Sunday dinner now. So whenever you want a good time, be smart. Go to the casino at Magnolia. And you say we'll be there Friday, eh?
We'll be there Friday only.
Just Friday night
this
again?
This is our last Eastern appearance before we pour another one.
It's another Bob and Ray benefit, friends, for those two swell old fellas that work up there at WHDH. We want to give them a big going-away present.
And so let's all get behind this movement and try to work it through to a success.
There'll be little Bob and Ray stands all over town. They're built in the shape of a billfold. And
you just drop your money.
Drop in whatever your conscience demands, either a dime or a dollar or $10, depending on how well
however
you
are. Feel about it.
Yeah, just how you feel about it. But let's make it real big for the boys.
Sure, because they deserve it.
They do, and they're both swell.
How they can be so consistently funny day after day...
And yet be so poor...
...is more than either one of us can figure out.
So let's make it so Bob and Ray will never forget you swell Bostonians by loading them up with loot this weekend. I thank you.
I think that about covers the situation pretty thoroughly.
Well, now, friends, I see it's 1:15. That means it's time for the news. And here is Peter Gorey, our news analyst.
The garbage men enjoying a weekend of fishing were nearly drowned today when their boat tipped over. A passerby pulled them out of the water and rushed them to a hospital. However, just as they were driving into the hospital entrance, a train came by, completely smashing the automobile. And so excited was the engineer of the train that he fell out of the cab all over the street. An unpleasant surprise waited for Walter Sternly when he jumped out of a stunt plane and discovered he'd forgotten his parachute. His hopes were brightened, however, when an emergency crew, seeing Walter's predicament, rushed out on the field with a huge safety net. Unfortunately, two members of the crew stumbled and fell flat on their faces, dropping the net only 3 feet from where Walter landed. On the more cheerful side of the news, a man was only hardly beaten but not killed by an elderly woman burglar who attempted to rob him as he was leaving the hospital where his wife is seriously ill. And finally, old Dame Fortune played a funny trick on a pair of twins in Sandusky, Ohio today. Police were seeking one of the twin brothers on a murder charge and arrested the wrong one. The innocent brother was shot to death in a fierce gun battle. Police later discovered, oddly enough, that neither brother is the murderer. A policeman confessed that he did it.
Now, the weather and headlines, please.
The weather will be very bad for the next 2 days. Lots of thunder and lightning, hail.
And dark black clouds.
Yes.
Well, thank you. That was Peter Gorey, our newsman, who's heard several times each week.
Oh, and a late item just handed to me. Thank you. Man killed while attempting suicide.
Oh, that happens every day, Peter.
Yeah, it seems to pop up there.
Seems to happen quite often. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Well, having looked at the world picture, I suppose we'd better settle down to more serious things, hadn't we?
I think we ought to present the loan agent. Do you know the William Tell Sturdley?
The loan agent.
That doesn't sound like the right theme.
Wait, hold up.
Hold it.
Ken, let's not play the thing according to Hoyle. Let's play it the way it was written. That's better. The loan agent, of course, is riding west out of Abilene with his faithful redskin friend, Pronto. The two of them have been riding this way for 3 days, single saddle, on one horse. And they're beginning to get on each other's neck. And if you don't think that's a tough thing to do on a horseback, you're crazy. As we look in on them, the loan agent is on Pronto's neck.
Hello there, Kimo Asabi.
Hello there, Redskin. How are you, boy?
Oh, I'm all tired out.
Have you heard from the sheriff at all?
I've been racing those riders in the sky.
What happened? Those mellow riders in the sky get out of hand, did they? Look, Pronto, I want you to ride ahead into Indian country and pave the way for me. I want to go out there and make peace.
Alone?
Yes.
That's completely impossible.
What's that, Pronto?
You would be implicating me in crime.
What do you mean?
For which I can have no hand.
This is Pronto speaking? Where'd you get the education?
Me go Harvard. Me Boston Brave.
You in fourth place. Incidentally, Pronto, so long as we're out here tracing down these robbers and thieves, I wonder, would you be kind enough to go ahead and ride into Pecos for me and see if you could get a hold of a man named Barton?
Right. Me do, Lone.
Meanwhile, I'll stay here at camp and dry my sneakers.
Bye, Lone.
Bye.
Oh, wait a minute, Lone.
Oh, yes, Pronto? I was just taking my sneakers off.
So I notice. Which way is Pecos?
Towards the horizon.
All right. I ride now.
Okay.
Get him up, Sprouts. A little later that day, still drying his sneakers over the fire, the loan agent, alone and helpless, never realizing that Indians are creeping up on him, and his underwear, looks into the embers and talks to himself.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not going to put me in a spot like that. If I talk, I have to talk to someone, because I hate to talk to Red Embers. He's such a bore.
Plays good music, though.
Incidentally, the music in the background is furnished by the Union.
Red Embers, that is all.
Excuse me, I have another commercial here. I want to read it. In my own inimitable manner, Bob. Will you have the boys be quiet?
Is this something about television?
Yes. Say, here's a wonderful way to spend a wonderful evening at home. You can enjoy an evening of top-flight television entertainment without cost. Drop over to your neighbors. Now, really, what you do is...
Well, invite your neighbors over to your house with their television set.
Well, that's a little cumbersome, Bob, and of course putting up the aerial and whatnot.
Well,
the whatnot is what runs into money. It's easy to arrange. Just call the House of Television, New England's largest exclusive television dealer, at Richmond 21750 for your free home trial of sensational Admiral Television. Yes, a phone call right now to Richmond 21750 will deliver a big, beautiful Admiral Television console to your home tonight, or any time you choose. Now, they'll hook it up in a jiffy, and this is no ordinary television console.
I'd like to have one about 3:30 tomorrow morning, please.
3:30 a.m.?
Yes.
We'll be there, sir. It's, where do you live, incidentally?
Provincetown.
Oh, we'll be there. His pictures are so clear, sharp, steady, and... I don't know if you can get it down there, can you?
That's your problem, not mine.
I guess you're right. Its pictures are so clear, sharp, steady, and brilliant that you can enjoy them in broad daylight.
Yes, you can.
It's easy to tune Admiral Television. A flip of the dial brings in a new program. Simple? Why, you bet. The incredibly low price of Admiral Television will amaze you, too, especially when you hear about the House of Television's liberal long-term credit plan. And for those of you who cannot afford a brand-new television set... Remember, they'll sell you a phony aerial that you can put up on your roof. Your free home trial of Admiral Television is free, no cost, no obligation.
Get it on easy credit term.
Sure, just call Richmond 21750. That number is Richmond 21750.
What is that number?
Richmond 21750. Ask for their convenient 8-minute pay plan.
Now, Ken and Bill, with one of the greatest offerings they've ever offered on this program, something that they have rehearsed for months and haven't dared to play until today, the beginning of a new year. What is the name of this?
Don't forget, friends, it's Richmond 21750.
5 feet two?
5 feet two, eyes of blue. Has anybody here seen my gal? I like the scene. Afternoon, and they're going to sing the words to that song you just heard. 5 foot two, eyes of blue.
5 foot two, eyes of blue. Though what those 5 foot could do, has anybody seen my girl? Turned up nose, turned down hose, never had no other woes. Has anybody seen my girl? She love, could she woo, could she coo? Has anybody seen my girl?
Thank you.
The Lumbago Trio with 5'2" Eyes of Blue.
And a great big thank you to Sam Lewis and Joe Young for those special lyrics.
And that was scored by Jack Mason and played by Ken Wilson and Bill Green.
You know who is with us today, Ray, after waiting a long time? Ruthie Wheeler from Melrose, huh? From North Reading.
Oh, Ruth,
pretty close. She wrote...
Pretty close. I'd hate to walk from Melrose to North Reading.
Said that you would love to come in and bring her girlfriend, who was also named Ruthie, I think, from Connecticut.
Oh, for the land's sakes.
Do we get down there to Connecticut? No, huh?
You should say yes, darling.
Let's start the show over.
I have to tell you that we have a listener in Jacksonville, Florida, that we receive mail from regularly.
Day. Yeah?
That's a fact, and I don't know how he does it.
Well, he obviously does listen because he tells us everything we said the day before.
And, I think he's getting it on... I think he's getting it on Skywave.
No.
Either that or he's writing to a friend down there and telling him what they're saying.
He has three relay stations.
What?
He has three relay stations, which he built himself.
Operates at his own expense, just to hear.
Is that so, really, Leo? Gee, I didn't know that.
That was the voice of Leo Egan.
One of America's greatest, sportsmen.
I think he's going to say something.
Oh, quiet, everybody! Quiet, Leo Egan! Quiet, please.
Pennant fever grips Hub.
See what I mean? He's loaded with cliches. How many frozen ropes were hit out into the outer sector yesterday at the Fins, Lee?
About 20, I believe.
Say, that's one thing about Washington. They consider
you've never gone greyhound racing.
Uh-oh.
Well, if you're spending your vacation in New England and have never seen America's biggest and most beautiful greyhound track, then go greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland Revere. See the champions in action with the featured ninth bringing to post the world's greatest performers. Post time first race 7:45. The Daily Double closes at 7:30. Plan your evening now by getting your copy of tonight's Wonderland program at your newsstand. It'll give you entries, post positions, and past performance records. Uh-huh. Wonderland Revere's mighty near from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways.
Excuse me, did you have the trumpet before this?
No, I didn't. I'm very sorry, sir.
That negates the whole thing. Trumpet,
all right,
please.
Trumpet.
Trumpet.